Well, good morning, everybody. When I was growing up, my priest, Father Paul would know him quite well, Father Charlie Chesbrough, quite the Irishman. And on St. Patrick's Day, of course, every year St. Patrick's Day is in Lent, but Father Charlie would always wear green, which is the completely wrong color to wear at any day during Lent. But of course, he was just so Irish, he couldn't help himself. And but anyway, here we are in St. Patrick's Day. We always say that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. And God used that man to bring the church there in just this powerful way. And here we hear in our gospel about how the ruler of this world, this broken world, the enemy, the devil is being driven out by the Lord. Of course, the Lord does this in the desert. The Lord Jesus is the only one who can. He's the only one who can. And the question is, in our gospel today, Jesus says, "For this purpose I have come to this hour." This hour of like, I am going to enter into the passion. You notice that all of the images and statues are covered, because today we enter what is traditionally called Passion Tide, this last 2 weeks before Easter. And it's a time of deliberate, of a stronger entrance into Lent, like a deeper going into Lent, into the Passion, the Passio, a Latin word for suffering. But this passion, a suffering that we see in the heart, in the Lord, in the life of the Lord, in the heart of the Lord, who goes into suffering, who goes into death in order to raise us out of it. He comes here into this place, which due to the fall, due to our sinfulness, is havoced by snakes. And into that broken, fallen place comes God. And he comes to drive out the enemy. He comes to sanctify this place and drive out the demons and the enemies. And this is what great news we have. I was at the other masses today. I'm preaching about Lazarus because we have scrutinies at last night and the other masses today. So, but I was thinking about the story of Lazarus, and I'm thinking about like how God works in pretty much every single parable, every single story. We see God doing the same things. There's four, and they start with the letter C. He comes, he cares, he cures, and he commissions. And I just want to say a really quick thing about all of those. He comes, like into every problem that you have, every brokenness, every difficulty, every setback, every joy, everything. Jesus comes, and it doesn't matter how many snakes are there. It doesn't matter how many problems are there. Jesus comes. Jesus comes. Why? Because he cares. Number two, Jesus cares. The second reading, did you catch that? It said that Jesus, from Hebrews, it said, Jesus prayed supplications for us with tears. That Jesus loves you and me to tears. In the story of Lazarus, the shortest verse in the whole Bible, John chapter 11, verse 35, Jesus wept at the suffering of his friend Lazarus. That Jesus loves you to tears. That Jesus loves me to tears. You think about the person that you love the most in this whole world, and that love is so real and it's so beautiful, but it is so small compared to the love that Jesus in the tabernacle has for us. That Jesus has for us this love that prompts him into this passio, into this, I'm going there. And I will enter into death so that I can rescue my people from it. We're forced to go there by our fault. But Jesus goes there willingly. He plunges into the depths to raise us out of it. Because he cares. In every parable, he comes and then he cares. Think about the Good Samaritan. Think about Zacchaeus. Think about the prodigal son. Every single one of them, he comes and he cares. And he cares and he rescues, he loves. And the third C, he cures. Because don't you see that the snake bites, that the problems that emerge in this life can only be cured by God, only be cured by Jesus. We tend to put faith and trust in the power of money or the power of this program or this plan or this. None of it. Jesus is the only cure. He's the only cure for anything that plagues us. He's the only cure. And guess what? At this altar, we get to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Isn't that the best thing ever? He cures. He is the cure. He is the cure. He's the vaccine, that the divine vaccine that fixes original sin, that fixes our own issues and problems. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the fourth C, do you know what he does in every single parable? In every single, Jesus, after he comes, after he cares, after he cures, he then commissions. He commissions us. And the story of Lazarus, remember how he raises Lazarus from the dead. Jesus does this. And then he commissions the church. He says, untie him and let him free. So Jesus works the miracle, but then he calls us to do something. And think about, again, all of the parables. There's a commissioning going on. There's a call that Jesus issues to us. And he says, now you go do this. You go do this. And this is the pattern, I think, that we can see so often at work, not just in the parables of the scriptures, but in the parables of our lives, in the realities and the stories of our lives. And it works on Jesus' terms, not our own. Praise God for that. He writes a better story than we ever could. And we, in this Passion Tide, are meant to enter into the ultimate story, the big story of the life, passion, death, and resurrection of our Jesus. And what I say is we enter into that. We don't just watch it. We enter into it in this Passion Tide so that we live with Jesus. We suffer with Jesus. We are crucified with Jesus so that we can then rise with Jesus and live a risen life even here on this planet, in this valley of tears, so that ultimately in the final reality of heaven, we will be so alive eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.